NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company and the Metropolitan representatives in your community. Now, here is Edwin Newman, NBC News.
In Washington, President Johnson has had an extraordinary succession of foreign visitors. We'll have a report from the White House later. Mrs. Johnson has said that she will move into the White House only when it suits Mrs. Kennedy. Mrs. Kennedy is said to be in seclusion today, but moving vans are taking Kennedy family belongings out. Caroline Kennedy, 6 years old tomorrow, went back to school today on the third floor of the White House. In Arlington Cemetery, there's been a steady stream of visitors to President Kennedy's grave. Wreaths were brought by, among others, Queen Frederica of Greece and President Macapagal of the Philippines. Jack Ruby, the man who shot Lee Oswald, has been indicted by a Dallas County grand jury on a charge of murder with malice. The trial was set for December 9th, but the judge indicated he would accept a plea from Ruby's lawyer for a postponement. Mid-January seems a likely date. Now for details of President Johnson's day, here is Robert Gorowski, NBC News, at the White House in Washington.
President Johnson is moving with speed to keep the Atlantic Alliance intact. He's now agreed to early meetings with the leaders of the three major allies of Western Europe. Scheduled are conferences with President de Gaulle of France, British Prime Minister Sir Alec Douglas Hume, and West German Chancellor Ludwig Erhard. The meeting with Chancellor Erhard was announced within the hour. It will take place in a few weeks here in Washington. Early next year, dates and sites have not been settled as yet. Mr. Johnson will meet with President de Gaulle and Sir Alec. These top-level conferences were all agreed upon during Mr. Johnson's meetings with the Western leaders during informal talks over the past 24 hours. Earlier, Mr. Johnson met with Soviet Deputy Premier Anastas Mikoyan. Nothing concrete resulted. This afternoon, the President meets with leaders of the Latin American nations on the Alliance for Progress. By the end of this day, Mr. Johnson will have met with top officials from more than 25 countries. Robert Gorowski, NBC News at the White House.
The stock market is having a tremendous day on the upside, with the loss suffered last Friday after the death of President Kennedy more than wiped out. In Dallas, Sheriff Bill Becker has replied to insinuations in foreign newspapers that more than one man was involved in the assassination of the president. The papers say that film of the assassination shows three shots fired in 5 seconds, and the kind of rifle Lee Oswald allegedly had could not fire that fast. Sheriff Becker says it could have been done in less than 20 seconds. Filipino President Macapagal was among those seeing President Johnson this morning. Another White House visitor was Prime Minister İsmet İnönü of Turkey. In Turkey, a party that has formed part of İnönü's coalition government voted to withdraw from it, and it appears that the coalition will collapse. In Hyannisport, Massachusetts, a large turkey has been delivered to the Kennedy family home, and it appears that plans for a family Thanksgiving may be held to. In Miami, Florida, the body of Richard Mack, former member of the Federal Communications Commission, has been found in a rooming house. Police say he has been dead. Mack had been dead for several days. He resigned from the FCC during an investigation of the granting of a Miami television license. Edwin Newman, NBC News, New York.
Have a cup of Jason Sanborn and get what's been missing. Missing in your instant coffee, rich instant Jason Sanborn has pure coffee nectar.
Now enjoy the extra flavor, extra aroma, extra richness of instant Chasen Sanborn with pure coffee nectar from finest Colombian beans. Instant and regular Chasen Sanborn, fine coffee for 100 years.
This has been NBC News on the Hour. Listen again on the Hour for NBC News, brought to you by Instant Chasen Sanborn. President Johnson addresses a joint session of Congress tomorrow on NBC.